Welcome to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today's guest is a professor of civil engineering, and he's also the director of a Center for Transportation Infrastructure Systems. Sounds pretty good. His name is Sohail Nazarian. Sohail, welcome to 100 at 100.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to come and talk to the audience about our research capabilities at UTEP.
Civil engineers build roads, but they must do a lot more than that.
As we say in our center, we are all about the state of good repair of the infrastructure, transportation infrastructure. And basically what we do, we have a spectrum of projects starting from how to build a plan and design and build the roads better, and other infrastructure like bridges and tunnels, how to make sure that we build it to a high quality so that they last long, how to monitor him so that we can repair him in a timely fashion and cheaply. The infrastructure of the United States in the 60s and 70s was the envy of the world, you know. But due to the lack of budget and some deferred maintenance, you know, the infrastructure needs some tender, loving care.
Tell us about a particular research project that you've accomplished and that you now know the results and what impact does it have?
Mm-hmm. For instance, one of the things that projects that we have worked is a better way of finding the defects in the bridge decks and roads before we can even see it. And we have gone through 10 or 15 years of research. We have come out with even a commercial product that's been sold all over the United States and the world right now.
What does that product do? What is it?
Oh, it just basically uses the principles of ultrasonics, and it just basically evaluates the quality of the concrete and asphalt and materials that we use in construction of roads and bridges. And if there are any defects or any delamination or corrosion, it would identify for you in a very rapid manner.
So the signal that you get back, the ultrasonic signals, differ when you've got the defects.
Yes, exactly.
And this was an invention that came from the University of Texas at El Paso.
Yes, sure. And this intellectual property of the UTEP, and it's being sold and all over the world right now.
What's another interesting project?
Okay, another interesting project that we are working right now for the federal government is under the intelligent construction. And basically what we are doing, we are instrumenting the rollers that they compact the roads, and we get the signal from that so that we can get very high quality, do 100% quality control of the area, figure out how many passes of the roller has gone there and when it's enough to compact it so that we don't damage it with overcompaction.
Ah, so this is then quantifying the pressure that's needed
Yes.
in order to make a good solid surface.
Yes, exactly.
And this involves lots of students?
We study in our center, we have around 35 to 40 students working at any given time, around half a dozen PhD students, around 12 master's students, and a bunch of undergraduates.
So that's a major research center. And Sohail Nazarian from Civil Engineering, thank you very much for being on 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. This is Keith Pannell.